106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Moreno, Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. February 11th is the Banff National Park Annual Planning Forum. This is something that's existed in some form or another for quite some time. It's an opportunity for the National Park and the staff to update the public on what's going on, plans, and maybe get a little bit of feedback. I understand that a couple of environmental groups are actually declining an opportunity to sit at the table for that discussion.
So you're right. The Planning Forum, we're talking about 18 years now. And those of us who have been around for at least a decade, we'll remember when the Planning Forum was all day. Everything got discussed in detail. People were able to answer your questions. However, that Planning Forum was intense. So Parks Canada said, we'll do a smaller version every year. And every 5 years or every 3 years or so, we'll do a big one. They've never done that. They scaled it back to a two-hour public meeting where parks officials provide their update and there's a Q&A at the end. Last year, they established I'm going to say secret, that's my opinion, but an in-camera session with stakeholders. It was more of a roundtable.
So basically, invite only.
No media presence, no public presence, no transparency or accountability for what's being discussed at that meeting. This year, the conservation group said, we don't agree with this process. This should be a public roundtable with stakeholders, and everyone should be free and open to discuss issues because this is a national park. It belongs to the citizens of Canada. So why are we not discussing how this public service is being run, how it's meeting what's set out as its goals in its management plan, how it is respecting the Canadian National Parks Act, which sets out that ecological integrity is the number one priority? We don't get to have that conversation with everyone in the room.
Fair enough. I think there's some valid points to make, but is boycotting the private meeting and not being able to be part of whatever the format is now, is that the most effective way of getting the message out and trying to affect change?
I think it's the most effective way to get the message out that there's a behind closed door meeting and there's issues with it.
But then you don't get a say at that meeting, though. You don't get to have your voice heard. You don't get to.
But are they really being listened to if it's in a forum where there's no transparency or accountability to begin with? We don't know whether or not being there or not makes a difference for the environmental groups. They obviously feel challenged by it and want to have that conversation in a public forum. And I think when it comes to how wildlife are doing and the ecological integrity of the first national park and the crown jewel in our national park system that we hold up for the whole world to see, why does that have to happen behind a locked door?
The public portion is going on Thursday, February 11th from 7 to 9 o'clock at the Banff National Park Administration Building. And that's your chance to have your voice heard. And if this does concern you, if the fact that there's this private portion of it, that's an opportunity to perhaps address those concerns.
I'll be there. And you know what? The Q&A really is the gold there. You have the ability to ask the superintendent's questions. That is accountability. What I'm saying is it could be more. So if you do have a specific question, there is something you want to see addressed, the best place is to attend that meeting and ask your question because that's the public forum. This is a national conversation. And as Canadian citizens who live here and who are stewards of the national park, because we're citizens and residents, it's up to us to make sure that these things are being done appropriately.
When you put it that way, 2 hours does seem like a pretty short time frame.